We read in the Word of God, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The emphasis I would like for us to consider today is the last half of that verse, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul further amplifies that when in Romans chapter 4 he says, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And again, from Ephesians chapter 2 he says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, over and over we are taught in the Word of God that salvation is a gift paid for through the blood of Christ, made available through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. So salvation is free. It's paid for. It's available to whosoever will. And yet, once we have been saved, once we have been born again by the Spirit of God, we read in Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Not saved by good works, but saved to perform them, to share in them, to participate in them. I have before me a little leaflet, a little tract called Suggestions to New Christians. And as time permits today, we want to look at some of these suggestions to new Christians. And incidentally, I have a quantity of them. And if you would write or call, we'd be happy to mail you one. But here's what it says. First, it says, count some of your blessings. Now that you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have had a definite transaction with him, and he has received you. Or as we read in Romans 10:13, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And once you have done that, once as a repentant, lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinner, you've turned believingly to the Lord Jesus, he says you have become a child of God. That's number one. As listed on this little leaflet, as many as received him, to them gave he the power or privilege to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Number two, he says your sins are forgiven. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. We read that in Acts 10:43. Thirdly, we read that we have passed from death to life. That's from spiritual death. Separation from God by sin unto the possessor of life eternal. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. We read that in John's Gospel, chapter 5, and verse 24. Further, we read from 1 John, chapter 5, he that has the Son has life, and he or she who has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, so that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Yes, friend of mine, when you are born again, when you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he says that you have become a child of God, your sins are forgiven, you've passed from death unto life, and you have received eternal life as a gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but would have. Be a possessor today of everlasting life. And then, fifthly, he says, the Word of God says, you shall not come into condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Well, I see that our time is gone, but if you want one of these little leaflets, and we'll continue on in our next broadcast, write and ask for a copy of Suggestions to New Christians. May the Lord bless you today. Amen.